Hello again, you're listening to the News at One. This lunchtime, Galway woman Maureen O'Brien will become the first female officer in the history of the state to be appointed to the rank of Major General in the Defence Forces. She began her military career in 1981 as a cadet after graduating from University College Galway, going on to serve in a number of overseas peacekeeping missions, including Lebanon, Chad, East Timor, Sarajevo and Syria. After her formal appointment, Major General O'Brien will take up the role of Deputy Military Advisor to the United Nations Under-Secretary General for Peace Operations at the UN headquarters in New York. I spoke to Major General O'Brien earlier and began by asking her what had attracted her to a career in the Defence Forces in the first place.
I wasn't really aware of the military at all, even though there is a barracks in Galway where I'm from. But initially, when I saw the advertisement on the paper, I was actually looking at teaching jobs because I completed the BSc in Galway and a HDIP. And I just saw it on the paper and applied. And I thought it would be something I'd be interested in, first of all, because I was very fit at the time. I was, people might remember those sports star awards. I was an athlete and played volleyball. So I thought it would be a physical challenge, not really knowing what I was letting myself in for. Interestingly, I started work in the Dominican convent in Cabra as a science teacher, just for a month. And they kindly kept the job open for a year. But as it turns out, I've stayed 39 years in the Defence Forces now. So,
and in those years, as your career advanced, Major General O'Brien, did you find your gender stood against you at any point? Were there moments during that career where you said, you know, I wouldn't be treated like this if I was a man?
I suppose from time to time that thought does enter your mind. But, you know, I'm a type of person who doesn't dwell on those things. If I want to do something, I just do it. I go ahead and do it. And if there are obstacles, I challenge the obstacles. And I've done that all through my career. So I've looked at all of my work in a very positive way as a consequence.
But I suppose the military has traditionally been such a male-dominated arena. For a woman to advance in terms of moving through the ranks and the responsibility you've achieved, it was certainly groundbreaking.
It was, but Brian, I have to tell you that, you know, when I joined the Defence Forces, I joined an integrated class, and I think that's a huge advantage, you know, both for the men and women in that class. And we both know how we operate together, and that's very important. In order to be taken seriously, you just have to do your work. And I've worked hard at my work. I've been overseas on 7 different occasions, and you know, I've same opportunities as the men. And the thing is, I've taken those opportunities.
Yeah, including acting as force commander for the UN peacekeeping mission on the Israeli-Syrian border in the Golan Heights, the United Nations Disengagement Observer Force, as it's called. I mean, I suppose that has to be certainly one of your career highlights, has it?
Absolutely, Brian. You know, I've worked in the UN missions from a platoon commander and now to a force commander. I went to the mission and deployed in September 2019 as deputy force commander. But a month later, I took over as the acting force commander because for one reason or another, wasn't able to get the force commander over. And then the pandemic hit, so the travel was restricted. So I just took over 1,200 troops from 10 different nationalities. And the important thing is it was through the pandemic we made sure that we were all safe in that regard. But importantly, the mandate continued, the operations continued.
Here at home, do you think enough has been done to encourage particularly young women to consider a career in the Defence Forces? The numbers are still quite low. What is it, 7% of the overall strength is female? Is enough being done?
You know, the low level of females in Defence Forces is not unique to Ireland. There are challenges for all military people. What we're going to do now, I think we have plans again to, we've tried to address what appear to be the restrictions and the barriers that people feel that they have to join and progress within the Defence Forces. So we're going to challenge those. We've reached out to sports clubs and things like that before, but I think, you know, where the gatekeepers, as we call them, the parents, the mothers, the fathers, the career guidance teachers, those are very important in their understanding of that the career is a suitable and very good career for females.
I mean, we know that generally there is a significant challenge for the Defence Forces in retaining personnel, right throughout the forces. Are women, perhaps the recruitment of more women, could that be one of the ways in which this retention crisis could be confronted?
Absolutely, yes. There's a saying that you know, if you can't see it, you can't be it. And I think by my promotion today is an opportunity for people to see, yes, women can achieve high ranks in the Defence Forces, and it is a great career for women.
You're the first Major General, first woman to hold the rank of Major General. I presume you'd hope that there'll be many more in the years ahead.
Absolutely.
Would you hope someday that the Chief of Staff might be a woman as well?
Well, it's only one rank ahead of me, Brian. That's all I'll say. It can be done.
Major General Maureen O'Brien, perhaps putting down a marker there.